This is Robert Conrad speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland and inviting you to listen to another broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Lauren Mazel, music director and conductor. This program, part of the 58th season of the orchestra, will be under the baton of guest conductor Eric Leinsdorf, who has chosen the symphonies of wind instruments by Igor Stravinsky, the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Béla Bartók, and the ballet suite from Bizet's opera Carmen by Rodion Chédrin. The soloist in the Bartók Concerto will be Michel Béroff. The first work on the program will be the symphonies of wind instruments by Stravinsky. This work, dedicated to the memory of Claude Debussy, who had died in 1918, was completed on November 20th, 1920. The first performance took place on June 10th, 1921, at Queen's Hall, London, under the direction of Serge Koussevitzky. The late Joseph Sagmaster has written that Stravinsky uses the word symphonies in the title as the equivalent of sound combinations or the playing together of a group of instruments. The work might be called A Study in the Combination of Wind Instruments. And now, here is Eric Leinsdorf to begin this Cleveland Orchestra concert with the Symphonies of Wind Instruments by Igor Stravinsky. We've heard the symphonies of wind instruments by Igor Stravinsky, as performed by members of the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf. Mr. Leinsdorf is back on stage, and he asks the orchestra to stand. Mr. Leinsdorf is a former music director and conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra. He served from 1943 to 1946. Following Arthur Radzinski and preceding George Sell. The Symphonies of Wind Instruments was the opening work on this Cleveland Orchestra concert from Severance Hall. Now we turn to the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Béla Bartók. The soloist will be Michel Béroff. This work was composed in Budapest between August and November 1926 and first performed in Frankfurt on July 1st, 1927, with the composer at the piano and Wilhelm Furtwängler conducting at a festival concert of the ISCM, the International Society for Contemporary Music. The first performance in America took place in New York on January 1928, when Fritz Reiner conducted and Bartók, then on his first American tour, was again the soloist. In his book, The Life and Music of Béla Bartók, Halsey Stevens comments on the naturally percussive use to which the piano can be put and how the keyboard instrument is in this work pitted against the orchestra in something like equal terms. He mentions the relative absence of color in which the composer's earlier and later music was so rich. The music of this first movement, an allegro moderato, is tonal with E as a key center. One may note a clear enough design with main and subsidiary themes, development and recapitulation. There is an inexorable rhythmic pressure throughout. The eighth note is king, and notwithstanding the frequent change of meter, there is little feeling of rhythmic plasticity. Here is Michel Béroff, followed by Eric Leinsdorf for the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Béla Bartók. Thank you.
Thank you.
heard the piano concerto number 1 by Vela Bartok, as performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Eric Langsdorff, with Michelle Baroff as the soloist. The soloist is bowing to the audience. Now he and Mr. Langsdorff leave the stage. There is a Cleveland Orchestra recording of the Bartok First Piano Concerto. It's on Columbia, with Rudolph Serkin as the soloist and George Sell conducting. Michelle Baroff is back on stage for a solo bow. He was born on May 9, 1950 in France. He began piano studies at the age of 7. At 11, he played for Olivier Messiaen, including music by that master and several pieces by Bartok. The composer promptly urged him to come to Paris and study with Pierre Sancan at the conservatory there. Upon graduation in 1966, and again winning the first prize, he played Prokofiev's third piano concerto in public to great acclaim, and began a series of tours in Europe, Iran, and South America, giving recitals, appearing in telecasts, and playing with major orchestras. Michelle Baroff is on stage for another solo bow. She made his American debut in October of 1972, playing the Bartok second concerto with the New York Philharmonic under Jerry Lanz. He gave an enthusiastically received Hunter College appearance on November 4th, 1972. He has played with the Cincinnati, the San Francisco Symphony, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He made his debut with the Cleveland Orchestra at the Boston Music Festival. Eric Langsdorff and Michelle Baroff are on stage. The orchestra is standing. And now the principal is leaving. That performance of the Bartok Piano Concerto No. 1 brings us to the intermission of this Severance Hall concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. We heard on the first part of this Cleveland Orchestra concert the symphonies of wind instruments by Igor Stravinsky and the Piano Concerto No. 1 of Bela Bartok. The soloist was Michelle Baroff. Following the intermission, Eric Langsdorff will return to conduct the ballet suite from Bizet's opera Carmen by Rodion Chédrian. This is Robert Conrad speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland. Our intermission is drawing to a close here at Severance Hall, and shortly Eric Langsdorff will be returning to the podium to conduct the Carmen ballet suite by Rodion Chédrian. The suite of 13 numbers we're about to hear is, in fact, the complete music of the one-act Carmen Ballet, written in the mid-1960s and produced by the Bolshoi Theater Ballet. The choreography was by Alberto Alonso, and the prima ballerina was Maya Plitskaya, Mrs. Chédrian in private life. Rodion Chédrian graduated in 1955 from the Moscow Conservatory, where he studied composition with Yuri Shaporin and piano with Jakob Flyer. From 1964 to 1969, he himself taught composition there. He has written music in many media, including theater and film. There are at least 2 symphonies, 2 piano concertos, several string quartets, a piano quintet, a ballet called The Little Humpback Horse, a ballet score based upon Bizet's Carmen that we're about to hear, and a 3-act opera, Not Love Alone, produced by the Bolshoi Theater in 1961. His second concerto for orchestra, called The Chimes, was a 125th anniversary commission of the New York Philharmonic, played there in 1968. Here in Cleveland, we've heard his first concerto for orchestra, entitled Mischievous Melodies or Mischievous Limericks, written in 1963. Lewis Lane conducted it in October of 1971. The Carmen Ballet of 1967 demonstrates several aspects of Chédrian's work. First, his willingness to be successful by taking the line of least resistance, and second, his exceptional skill as an orchestrator. Here is Eric Langsdorff for the ballet suite based on Bizet's Carmen by Chédrian.
Thank you. Thank you.
as well as the ballet suite, based upon Bizet's Carmen by Rodion Chedrin, as performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Eric Langsdorff. Langsdorff is back on stage, and he's asking the members of the percussion section of the orchestra to stand. Now the rest of the orchestra. At the age of 21, Mr. Langsdorff was chosen as Timo Walter's assistant in preparing operas for the Salt Lake Festival. He served in the same capacity with Arturo Toscanini for 3 years, until he was invited to conduct at the Metropolitan Opera. After the death of Arthur Bodansky in 1939, he became the principal conductor of German opera for 4 seasons. In 1943, he was appointed the musical director and conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra, a post which he held until 1946, while obliged to spend about half of his time serving in the U.S. Army. He became permanent conductor of the Rochester Philharmonic in 1947 and remained there until 1955. For a season, he served as director of the New York City Opera, and in the spring of 1957, was appointed musical consultant and conductor at the Metropolitan. From 1962 to 1969, he served with great distinction as music director and conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Upon his resignation as music director of the Boston Symphony, he began an extremely busy and successful career as a guest conductor of many of the world's greatest orchestras. Eric Langsdorff is back on stage, acknowledging the applause of the audience. And so, with the playing of the Carmen Ballet Suite by Chedrin, we come to the conclusion of this concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Earlier, we heard the Symphonies of Wind Instruments by Stravinsky and the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Bartok, with Michel Baroff as the soloist. The conductor was Eric Langsdorff. Next week, we'll present another full-length broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Lauren Mazel, music director and conductor. Program notes are by Klaus Roy. The associate producer is Matthias Bammert, assisted by Charles Darwin. The audio supervisor for the Cleveland Orchestra is Vladimir Malachar. This is your producer and commentator, Robert Conrad, speaking from Severance Hall and inviting you to join us again next week.